Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WBBM FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Shout out to everybody in the car with mine today.
And shout out to everybody that's being good, even if you woke up today and thought it was Thursday. We're almost there, because it kind of is.
It's like the hump day of all hump days.
Yeah.
It is time for the top six at six. Let's get this thing started.
Okay. Number six.
All right, I'll kick you off with a good one. Did you hear Snoop Dogg finally got his own gin?
I did hear about that.
After all of these years of us loving gin and juice, it almost doesn't even matter how old you are, because I'm sure even if you weren't around when it came out, you know the song. So Snoop Dogg released his own gin called Indigo, or is it Indago? I'm not really sure how you want to pronounce it. But he says that it was the whole idea to bring the feelings of new life into this juicy gin. And it's described as, hold on, it's got hints of strawberry in it.
Okay.
Like, it's all fresh and all that kind of stuff. So it actually sounds good. And gin is not my stuff. Oh, here it is. 7 premium botanicals infused with all natural strawberry flavor. Okay, Snoop Dogg. Yeah. Hanging out with Martha Stewart. Got him some, like, sweet, sweet.
I would say he needs to fire his business manager because it's been too long. Should have had this decades ago.
Agree.
Literally decades ago.
And then he'd be one of the first.
Yeah, he'd be one of the first. He should have been the first. But that's okay. Gin, not my jam either. Never was my thing, but...
Do you think you would try it, though, just because it's got Snoop's name on it?
Definitely not because it has Snoop's name on it. So, that's it.
Number five.
Number five is that... Okay, I think the number one fear that I have when I'm flying in planes and I'm sitting in a window is that something that I can actually communicate with is going to pop up next to my window.
What does that even mean?
That means that if I'm flying and it's like, you know, somebody's there that I can look at and I could wave at, or I could, you know, that's like I can communicate with. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Then that would freak me out. But this actually happened in LAX, and some pilots saw someone that was next to them while they were flying their plane.
So we're American 1997. We just passed a guy in a jetpack.
American 1997. Okay. Thank you. Were they off to your left side or right side?
Off the left side, maybe 300 yards or so. About our altitude.
We just saw the guy pass by us jetpack. JetBlue 23. He used caution. Person in the jetpack reported 300 yards south of the LA final at about 3,000 feet.
3,000 feet.
You mean to tell me Iron Man is real? Like, what?
I just can't. I mean, so they haven't caught the guy yet. I feel that's just like a disaster waiting to happen. I mean, if you have a jetpack, you're trying to go up where the planes are and you're trying to say what's up. I get it's funny because I'm laughing. That's funny.
Same.
I will poop my pants probably. But the fact that the pilot had to call it in to happen multiple times, they haven't found the guy. Not smart.
Why is it illegal, though? Just because he's taking up airspace?
Yeah, the air. I think you can buy the air.
Really?
Yeah, there's like air real estate. We're like above the building, so nobody can build up. So you can buy that airspace. They sell it. So anyways, but even though you can't interfere with planes, there's rules
no.
for that.
Number four.
That's terrifying. Speaking of things that scare people, sharks do. I watched this really crazy video this morning. There was a guy in Florida who was swimming, and he got a little nurse shark. You know those little tiny ones? It came up and bit his arm. It wouldn't let go, and every time he moved his arm, the shark would bite harder. So he gets out of the water. He's standing on the beach, and all these people are just staring at him with this shark that just will not let go of his arm.
Yeah.
And I don't know why everybody decided to just stand there and take all of these videos of this poor guy.
What did you want him to do?
I don't know, get it off, go like take care of it, go to the hospital.
I'm sorry, you want me to run towards the shark that's attached to you and get him off of you?
No. Well,
no.
Everybody felt the way that you did because they just watched this guy with a shark attached to his arm. He did get the shark off eventually because he had to go to the hospital. But before that, it was a spectacle. If you want to see this video, I'm posting it for you right now on the B96 Twitter so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. It's wild.
I love it. I love it. Number three. I'd be like, damn, that guy got a shark on his arm. That's crazy.
It is crazy. It's exactly right.
No. I wouldn't be like, oh my God, we gotta get that shark off that guy's arm. I'd be like, damn, dude's, I'd be like, dude's definitely gonna die.
Just stand there.
That guy's done. Anyway, number three is that, all right, so there's this bar in Long Island, New York that is taking this bet, right, that I think is absolutely ridiculous. And it's got a lot of people upset. And but let me just play the audio first.
Definitely wrong. Like, who's gonna die? Like, this is people's life we're talking about.
It is foolish at best and disgusting at its worst because it isn't what we are about. It's not gonna be tolerated and shouldn't be tolerated.
That's stupidity. Taking bets on what? Am I understanding it's Chicago and New York?
What?
Yeah.
So the bet is this pizzeria in Long Island is taking a bet of who will have more shootings over the Labor Day weekend.
Oh my God, that's a terrible bet.
New York or Chicago? And first of all, clearly we're going to win.
That is a terrible bet
I'm
to
just
be
saying,
made.
I like gambling. If you were gambling, I'd bet on us. We have the worst Labor Day weekends ever.
Yeah.
It's literally the worst. It's like, we're not going to sugarcoat this. Chicago's terrible on Labor Day weekend. However, it's in bad taste to try to make a bet out of it.
Very bad taste.
But however, the reason I wanted to play it, because Chicago, if I think we'd be winning if we lose that bet.
Yeah.
So let's try to beat New York and lose the bet.
There, I see what you're trying to do there.
You see what I'm doing there?
Okay, I'm with that.
Chicago.
Lose the bet.
There we
lose
go.
The bet.
Lose the
lose
bet.
Lose the bet. Lose the bet.
Number two.
Man, please lose the bet. But you know what we do always say here?
Please lose the bet.
God, I mean, I couldn't pray for that more. But something we do say here all the time is work hard and be good. And did you know just by doing those two things, your life may be extended? So there are scientists at the University in Netherlands that have found that the more generous you are with your money and more generous you are with people, the longer you will live. And the reason for that is because the people that you give money to are people that you're likely creating some type of connection with. Friendships. And they're saying that because of those connections, there's a really good chance you'll live longer because of it. Give away your money and live forever.
Looks like I'm going to die.
Gabe's like, mine.
I'm dying soon.
Number one.
You are actually very generous, though, with your money, so stop lying.
I thought that was really funny, though. So the number one thing is this photo shoot that I did, or not photo shoot, this promo shoot that I did yesterday.
Oh, yeah, how'd it go?
Yeah, it was cool. So I got fired from Bears Unleashed.
You did not get fired.
I know, I like saying it, though. It motivates me. I'm like Jordan.
You're going to die young and you got fired.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like Jordan, though. I'm trying to create this narrative so I can work harder, you know?
All right,
so
it's like, I respect
that. I got fired from Bears Unleashed. What do I got to do now?
You better work.
So anyway, they ended up giving me the opportunity to go to these like Bears watch parties to watch the Bears games. And then they're going to come to us during the Bears post game on Fox. So it's going to be myself. And if you're a dude that loves the Bears or a female that loves the Bears, Corey Wooten, former Bear player who I was on Bears Unleashed with, and then apparently this dreamboat named Zach Miller.
Okay.
Google the guy, you know, while I'm telling you the story.
Because I was just going to say, hey, can we come out and see you when you do those things?
We're socially distanced from everybody.
But, like, can we see you from a social distance?
Yeah. We're going to be at these places, at bars and stuff. So the thing is, there's a couple stories here. One is that I'm in this damn promo shoot.
Zach Miller tight end?
Yes, Nina, let me tell the story. Google the Zach Miller.
I just did.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I'm in this damn room with 6'9" Corey Wooten and like 6'5" Zach Miller. And I'm sitting in this damn photo shoot, and I'm thinking to myself, why am I here? I'm like, why did they ask me to come here? I look stupid in this promo shoot. And I'm like, it's these two famous Bears players, and then like me. And then Zach Miller's like, hey, so what do you do? I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm just, I like the Bears a lot, and this is cool, and I'm here. I'm like, this is so weird. So anyway, so we're doing these lines, right? And we're doing them one at a time. And this is the second half of the start.
Uh-huh.
We're doing these lines one at a time behind the green screen because we're being socially distanced.
Uh-huh.
And the director's like, hey, Gabe, look to your right as if Zach Miller is there. And then, like, turn from your right to give me the lines. And then I'm like, oh, okay. And then Zach, because we're all making jokes at this point. Zach's like, oh, I'll stand there. I'll stand to the side so you can look at me. And I'm like, okay. Pause the story right there. Zach Miller wanting to come be the stand-in.
Does he look like this?
Yes, Nina.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad you said that because that leads into the other part of the story.
You guys, can I watch you shoot the stuff?
So, Nina, I go like this. I'm talking to Nicole. And I'm like, babe, I'm doing this thing, Corey Wooten and another Bears player. I'm thinking I got to mansplain it. Named Zach Miller. She's like, oh, I know who he is. I said, what? I said, how you know who Zach Miller is? And then because Nina's reaction. Because of Nina's reaction.
If you don't know who Zach Miller is, do yourself a favor and Google him today.
So here's the part. So now let's fast forward. Back to the present when I'm doing the photo shoot. And he's like, yeah, Gabe, I'll stand right here. And I'll stare. And, you know, we can stare. So I go we're getting ready. And I'm staring at him. And he's staring at me. And I'm looking at him. I'm thinking like, man, my girl thinks that you're fine. Then he got his mask on. And this dude is like really taking this seriously and staring into my soul.
Oh, he's trying to help you out.
But now we're in this awkward stare. And then I was supposed to give the line. And I mess up the line. And I start laughing uncontrollably.
Oh my God.
Because I know he doesn't know what I'm thinking. And I'm like, get out of my face, Zach. I'm like, go to the back. I don't need you there. Everybody's laughing. The director, everybody. Because I messed it up. And I was like, why were you staring into my soul? Little does he know, I was thinking about my girl. I'm like, he is kind of dreamy when he's there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow. What a day.
After the Bears games, which start in a few weeks, by the way. After the games, the post games, Corey Wooten, Zach Miller, and myself, we're going to be on Fox, so hopefully you check us out.
Can I see these pictures? Like, I would love to see that.
I just want to say, we're a very good-looking show, the three of us.
They did this on purpose.
The three of us, not just Zachy, all right? 877-591-9696. That's the number right now. You got to call. If you know the answer to this question for TBT, Throwback Trivia, in 2011, Tayo Cruz had the world dancing. Even had me teaching this song at a dance class at the Boys and Girls Club in Little Village.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
The dance to the song?
A dance to a song.
Got it.
Yeah. Because it goes, the lyrics are like this. Because I told you once, now I told you twice. We gonna light it up like it's what?
You just said it. I know you did. 877-591-9696. If you can sing that part really loud, come be old school.
All right, you got two other questions. Outside of that, come play TBT with us, Gabe and Nina, on B96. Cheers. Victoria, good morning. Welcome to TBT.
Good morning.
All right, you ready for your first question?
Sure.
Here we go. In 2011, Tayo Cruz had the world dancing. Even had me teaching this song at a dance class at the Boys and Girls Club in Little Village. The lyrics were like, because I told you once, now I told you twice. We gonna light it up like it's...
Sing it.
Dynamite.
Yes, it is.
That's one of those feel-good songs. Like, you hear it and you're just like, okay.
I want to hear it right now.
This doesn't make me mad. All right, here is your second question, Victoria. This one is about a movie.
Okay.
The Big Year is a comedy that I unfortunately saw about bird watching. Came out in 2011. It's with Steve Martin, Owen Wilson, and this School of Rock comedian whose name sounds like something a dealer at a casino would call out.
Who's the actor, Victoria? What is his name?
Jack Black.
Good guess. Have you seen that movie?
No, you're good. It's a silly movie, but it's crazy to see how intense people get about bird watching.
That's like a thing.
That's why it's a comedy.
Right.
All right, question number three for the clean sweep, Victoria. Here we go. This one's about a TV show. Ice Loves Coco debuted on the E! Network in 2011. It followed Nicole and her rapper-actor husband, who stars on Law & Order SVU. I wrote SUV.
What's his name, Victoria?
Ice Cube?
Oh, so close.
It's iced tea.
Right, the kind you put a lemon in.
It's what you pour over the ice cubes.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one, though.
And then you eat your vanilla ice. All right, Victoria, where are you headed to right now?
Work.
Are you a nurse?
I am a pharmacist.
Oh, okay, same wheelhouse. Okay.
Tell me about your schooling for the young people that are out there that are listening. What was your schooling like to become a pharmacist?
So I got a bachelor's degree in molecular cellular biology and then a doctorate in pharmacy. So 8 years of college.
8 years. So four years undergrad and then another 4 years straight to pharmacology school.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
You're hired, Victoria. You definitely qualify for all the things you just asked.
All right, Victoria, have a great day. Thanks for listening to us and making our show smarter.
You too.
Gabe and Nina on B96.
B96, happy Wednesday. Hump, 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 hump day.
The best hump day ever.
Is it?
Yeah, because we just have one day left. For those people that also have a short week this week, let me put out the disclaimer, because if you don't, I understand this is a frustrating statement.
Nina, knock on wood to make sure that it's the best Thursday ever.
Dun, dun, dun.
So this guy was kind of doing the same thing. He wanted to make sure that he had wood readily available anywhere he went. Inappropriate.
What?
So what do you do when you want wood while you're driving?
What?
You take a 2x4 and you screw it to the top of the car.
Hey, what? Man. You got that damn piece of wood screwed to your ceiling board.
Where, here? So whenever I say something and I don't mean it and I don't want to jinx myself, I can just say, knock on wood.
I mean, dude, is Buddy serious?
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard, because just the other day I said something and I was like, oh, shoot, knock on wood, and I knocked on the counter. My friends are like, Nina, that's not wood.
Oh, geez.
So I was like, all right, fine. And I knocked on my head and I was like, what you're supposed to do when you don't have wood is you knock on your own head. And then that's the next best thing. What's so that? Then that doesn't happen.
Some Iranian old wives' tale. What are you talking about? What do you mean?
That's just how it goes.
I just feel like the only thing that I've seen people do on the top of the roof of their car.
Right.
Is like when they drive through a yellow light.
Yeah. You kiss your hand in the ceiling.
I've seen people just touch the ceiling. I'm sure there's different variations of it. But what's that supposed to do?
That's supposed to give you good luck. Just like find a penny, good pick luck. It up all day
that's
long.
Supposed to give you, that's supposed to give you good luck?
Yes.
If I roll through a yellow light?
You make a wish and it gives you good luck.
Didn't you already have good luck by not getting crushed by another car?
Maybe that's what it's supposed to symbolize.
Hanging on tight.
Yeah, you don't do that. Like you hold your breath through a tunnel. When you go through tunnels, you're supposed to hold your breath.
No.
Yeah, and that's
what is that supposed to mean?
All of it's
you're
for good
die?
Luck.
You're
going to
die?
No, all of this is for good luck.
Just in case you drown, if it gets filled with water, you're practicing. What is it?
No.
Do you have any random superstitions?
All of
you
the
do?
Above that I just named, I do. Especially the knock on wood
you
one.
You hold your breath over a tunnel?
Yeah.
In a tunnel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where did that start? Who told you that?
Gosh, I don't know. I've been doing it forever since I was younger.
Some boy was bullying Nina on the yellow school bus and was like, hey, I bet you can't hold your breath.
No, and then when you cheers, also when you drink with somebody, you're supposed to cheers with them with your right hand, left hand. That's one that's connected to your heart, right? So then when you go and you cheers with somebody, then you're giving them like good juju and they're giving you good juju back. So you have like a good moment there. So you're supposed to do it with your left hand, right? That's the one with your artery. That's why your ring fingers. Yep. The left hand cheers.
Mm-hmm. That was deep.
There's a lot of stuff that you can do that helps bring you good energy and luck.
Okay.
But don't pick up those pennies if it's not heads up. It's not the same thing.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, put it
back. I was at the track running.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing my push-ups and I saw a penny. And initially, I shunned it away. And like I just like, look, you measly little penny. Get away from me. I'm trying to do my push-ups. And I literally thought to myself, what if you have bad luck for the rest of the day if you don't pick up this penny?
Right.
So I walk over to the penny, I pick it up, but it definitely, look at me, I'm scratching my face.
Yeah.
Nonverbals never lie. It was definitely on tails.
Yeah, see?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Tails, you just aren't supposed to pick it up. Heads, you pick it up.
Tails, I'm going to fail?
Mm-hmm. It's just part of the
tails never fails.
Tails never fails.
I don't know. You guys have any superstitions? You guys driving in your car? Or do you agree with the ones that have passed by? Do you have a piece of wood in your car?
Oh, that like this that. One is actually
hey, man.
Genius.
You got that damn piece of wood screwed to your ceiling board.
So whenever I say something and I don't mean it and I don't want to jinx myself, I can just say, knock on wood.
The funniest part is he's dead serious. His tone is so serious.
Where did knock on wood even start? I'm going to look that up all while right. We talk about this. You got wood in your car?
877 591-9696. That's the number. Do you agree with any of these superstitions, or do you have one that we haven't mentioned yet?
I need to get a little piece of wood and carry it around in my purse.
Like, that's do you throw funny. Salt over your shoulder?
Oh, no, I don't do that. You do?
When you spill the salt, you're supposed to.
All right. We're going to hear more about that. Call us now.
Corey in Wildwood. So what is your one, you know, superstition thing that you do?
I do not split poles with anybody.
Split poles.
Yeah, so if I'm walking with a group of people and there's a pole, telephone pole or a sign, yeah.
You got
to come around or I'm coming around.
I got to be honest. That's my jam too.
Not splitting poles?
Yeah.
So you just follow people on their side?
Not like if Nicole and I are walking. Corey, you do it with specifically, for me, it's with my girl. I'll be like, babe, are you trying to break up right now? Because you're literally going on the other side of the pole.
I do that with my kids. I'll be walking with them, and if they try to do it, like, I grab them by the back of the shirt. So I'm like, hey.
You got it this way.
Thanks for the call.
It's really just bad luck if you do it.
Yeah,
is that
what it is? Bad juju. It's like, we're not going to be together forever or something.
Oh.
See what happens? I must have split the poles a bunch of times back in the day.
Same.
Kelly and Valpo, good morning. All right, what's your superstition?
Okay, so when I was younger and we'd go to our great-grandmother's house, we'd have to cross a bridge over the Ohio River. And my cousin always told me to raise my feet up when we'd go over that bridge.
Oh, I always heard that you raise your feet up when you go over train tracks.
What?
Yeah. So when you go over train tracks.
But what is that supposed to do?
It's also just for luck.
This is how you
I don't know. I think my cousin was trying to, like, scare me and say if someone's to pop out of the river, they won't grab you. I don't know.
Oh, so you obviously weren't driving at the time then, right?
Yeah, no. If I'm driving, I won't do it. But as a little kid, I would always do it.
Could you imagine?
I just want to make sure.
Kelly approaches the bridge going 60 miles an hour and then lets go of the gas. Whee!
Just glides across.
Thanks for the call, Kelly. Man. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I've been trying to find, everyone's trying to find luck. I wish I had good luck.
Could use a little extra.
Just lift your legs up over a bridge. Just knock on the ceiling of your car.
If you have wood in your car. And if you don't have wood, the replacement is your head.
My number one thing, or a couple of things that now that I'm thinking about it, I don't step on a crack.
To break your mama's back.
I love my mom. Yep. I would never do that.
That's a good one.
But when I'm running, I always try to not touch the crack because I don't want to sprain an ankle. That's really the reason why I don't do it. The other one is I never step on an ant.
Why? Because you just don't like to kill things.
Now, I think that's kind of matured into that where I don't like to kill small animals. But it's because, if you guys never heard this, if you step on an ant, it makes it rain?
No. So how many ants did you step on yesterday? Somebody's stepping on ants.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, little ants.
There was a bunch of ants in my kitchen.
Did you kill them?
Yes.
Guys, blame the rain on Gabe.
Oh, my God.
He's the rainmaker.
It's your fault. That's what happened. That's why you got stuck in the rain on your scooter. Ant killer!
I gotta get rid of those boxes of Raid. Happy Wednesday, it's Gabe and Nina, and it is time to get you on for Wake Up Wars. All right, it's the game we play every single weekday at 7:10 a.m. The lines are open right now, so let's get our contestants. All right, you're in the car, you wanna play? 877-591-9696. I'll tell you this, the questions are easy today, so you're probably gonna get a lot of them right.
Yeah, so that's very encouraging. I just really want a feisty lady today. I want one that's just kind of like, I'm going to take today by the sunshine.
It is a woman Wednesday. but it's also a whoop that ass Wednesday. So fellas, we need to call these two. All right, 877-591-9696. The lines are open. Come play Wake Up Wars with us on B96. That's me. It's Gabe and Nina, B96, time for the baby daddy check-in, two dad jokes, and a baby update. So it's crazy, man. This new strain of head lice is going around, which is resistant to conventional treatments.
Uh-huh.
It's left scientists scratching their head.
So bad. All right.
The baby daddy check-in is that my daughter's trying to tell me something, and I don't know what it is.
Okay, how's she doing it?
I'm like, I'm sitting down, laying down next to her, and you know, you're doing baby talk. Hey, baby, how's it going? Everything's... And she goes like this. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she doesn't take a pause. Because you're supposed to... I guess the way it works with baby talk is you're supposed to say something and then wait. So that the baby could say something, and when they stop doing whatever they're doing, then you talk so you can teach them how to have
a conversation,
that, interaction. And I'll just be like, hola, mi amor. ¿Qué tal, mi amor? And she goes,
oh, my my gosh, just a little squishy face.
I'm like, I know you're trying to tell me something, but I don't.
It's just trying to say, I love you, Poppy.
Oh, I wish.
I love you.
I doubt it. I'm sure it's like, change my diaper. I'm hungry.
Give me a bottle.
Something like that. Well, either way, hopefully I'll find out eventually. Our second dad joke. What's the last thing Jeff Bezos did before he, or excuse me, Jeff, damn. Last dad joke.
Okay, let's try it again.
What's the last thing Jeff Bezos does before bed?
What?
He puts his pajamas on.
Oh.
Tone. Dude, you're smarter than this telephone, Tone. You're looking at me like you're confused. He puts his pajamas on. Amazon. Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon. Are you kidding me?
Telephone Tone just
Are
was
you
like,
kidding
oh,
me? That was a
shucks.
Good one. All right, whatever, man. Wake Up War is coming up in 3 minutes. Who will win? The girls or the guys? Will find out next.
Waking up is already a battle. But now it's time for the war. It's Wake Up Wars on B96.
Yeah, Daniel, do people say that every time you come around?
Yeah, a lot.
Daniel, don't give her a sympathy laugh. That's not funny.
It's funny. Damn, Daniel.
Oh, man.
Jennifer, right. We're going to have a good time with that.
The ladies won yesterday?
We did. Jennifer, you're in control. You want to go first or you want to let damn Daniel go?
I'll let Daniel go first.
Okay, great. Hang on a second, Jennifer.
Daniel, the game is simple. You're going to get three questions, a female question, a male question, then a Chicagoland question, all right?
Yep.
Your first female-centered question. The show Love is Blind is streaming on Netflix and is hosted by a married couple. It's hosted by Vanessa Minnillo and her former boy band husband. What is his name?
Oh, man. Nick Lachey? I don't know.
I wish you had a couple extra seconds. That is the right answer, though.
Oh, you serious?
All right, question number two. Live Like You Mean It is the slogan for this popular rum. The same rum that helped Cardi B get her name. What's the name of the alcohol?
Bacardi.
Question number three, Daniel. It's Wood Week on the show. So I'm going to tell you about a suburb with the word wood in it, and then you're going to tell me which one it is, okay?
All right.
M. Wood is also a northwest burb of Chicago and was founded in 1869. It was recently home to Kiddyland and a racetrack that closed in 2015. Daniel,
hey.
What wood are you in?
Woodale.
Daniel.
You really tried to get there, though.
M. Wood.
Oh.
Okay, Jennifer. Daniel got one question correct, which means we got a little bit of an opening. So let's see how we do.
Okay.
Here's your female-centered question. The show Love is Blind is streaming on Netflix and is hosted by a married couple. It's hosted by Vanessa Minnillo and her former boy band or husband. What's his name?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I have no idea.
That's okay. Here's the second question. Live Like You Mean It is the slogan for this popular rum. It's the same rum that helped Cardi B get her name. What's the name of the rum? Well, you're going to kick yourself for that one, but that's all right. Let's see if we can get the Chicagoland question, okay?
Okay.
It's Wood Week on the show. We're going to tell you about a suburb with the word wood in it, and you're just going to tell us which one it is. M. Wood. I hope you heard that. It's also a northwest burb of Chicago and was founded in 1869. It was recently home to Kiddyland and a racetrack that closed in 2015. What wood are you in?
Elmwood?
Ooh, close.
Sorry, Jennifer.
Damn, Daniel.
Okay, now you're going to say it.
You ended up winning with only one. See, because there's context there.
Yeah. It's okay.
All right, let's help you guys out and give you the answers to the questions. Yeah, let's give you the answers to the questions. Number one, Daniel, you were halfway there. Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees. That's Vanessa Minnillo's husband.
The second one is Bacardi. Cardi B got her name from Bacardi.
Cardi B, Bacardi. Close enough. And the last one, guys, Maywood.
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 Okay.
Wood, Maywood. Yeah. It's all okay. Right. I mean, honestly, it's so much harder once you're on the phone.
We're learning a lot this week about all the woods in Chicago.
I'm so happy to be informed on wood.
Daniel, Jennifer, thanks so much for hanging out with us, okay?
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Good job.
Great job, fellas. You got one.
All right. So 2-1 this week.
Mm-hmm.
One more victory, then the fellas get the week, and I just win. That's all. It's not. No breakfast.
Yeah, because he got some last week, so it's got to tie you over.
I won last week. I get another breakfast. We got to change this game up.
You love how quiet I am on these days. Hey, guys, it was a great game.
All right.
Are there a lot more woods that we haven't hit?
Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow's, it's still wood week. I could have went like 8 days of wood week, but got to pick the best ones. All right, guys, when we come back at 7:23, we were talking about it yesterday. The mom that wants to borrow some money from her son.
Mm.
We're going to find out what the hiccup is, because there is one. We just don't know what it is yet. So she's going to be joining the show at 7:23. Why won't her son borrow her the money? We'll find out right here on B96. That was all dramatic. I'm all like, B96, we are Gabe and Nina, and welcoming Mama Meredith to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, usually Meredith, I mean, well, at least I know me, probably yeah. Nina too.
Yeah.
We're the ones asking our parents for money.
yeah.
But never, ever is it the reverse. So tell us what's going on.
Well, it's just, I don't really think it's a big deal. I'm having a cash flow problem. So I asked my son, I need $5,000 cash just to get me through a couple months.
Okay.
And his response was that he needed to ask his wife.
Okay.
Yeah, I think is ridiculous. I think it's his money. He's the breadwinner. I don't see why she needs to be a part of the conversation.
Okay, Mama Meredith, let me ask you this. What's your relationship like with his wife?
It's fine.
Okay.
Okay, we know what that means.
You're right. I mean, do you guys get along? Does she help you cook in the kitchen during the holidays? How about that?
Yeah, I always, you know, enjoy that she's there. I think she's a little bossy and a little nosy.
Nina, I was asking because, you know, if she doesn't like the girl, then that's why she has the problem with it. Like, why are you talking to her about it?
She doesn't get to say what I get. I mean, it's definitely a hard thing to do anyways, to ask for money. Have you borrowed money from your son before?
Good question.
No.
Okay, so this is the first time you've ever asked.
Okay. Would you say that he is a mama's boy?
Sure.
Because I want to form an opinion, but I want to, you know, make sure I got all the details. Because I'm trying to think me.
Yeah, like what you would do in that situation?
If my mom asks me for some money, am I going to go tell my wife? I'd probably tell my wife and talk to her about it, but I wouldn't be like,
I gotta go ask.
Right. So that's why I'm wondering if something's wrong there.
Well, it sounds like there's probably some type of controlling in the house.
Okay.
But the wife should have a heads up.
Well, look, there's only one way to find out the entire truth. I wonder if there's something else going on here. Guys, when we come back, we are going to have Tom, Meredith's son, on the phone so he can explain exactly what's going on, why he feels he needs to ask his wife when we come back. All right. 3 minutes from right now, Gabe and Nina, B96. Gabe and Nina, we're back. And Mama Meredith is trying to borrow some money from her son, and he's here to give his side of the story. Welcome, Tom, to the show.
Hey, I was just listening, and I'm the controlling one. My wife's the controlling one. She's not the controlling one. My mom is the controlling one.
Ah. He's coming in hot. I like it.
I just have this feeling that his wife has a lot of the same characteristics as his mom.
That's usually how they get people, right? They try to find. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Tom real quick. Meredith, you're there, right?
I'm here.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Try your best not to attack your son on the radio. But
this is love. You guys are family.
So, Tom, talk to me about how you felt when your mom came and asked you for $5,000.
All right. So she called me a few days ago, and she was like, can I borrow $5,000? And I was like, no, that's a lot of money. I have to talk to Cindy first, right?
Tom, let me ask you this. I mean, how did you feel, though? Like, your feelings. Your mom's asking you for some money. How did you feel?
Man, I want to help my mom all the time, right? This is the person that helped me get through everything. I have to help them now. I don't know. It was. Yeah.
I mean, how would you feel? I mean, would you give your partner a hard time?
No, I don't think I would give him a hard time. It depends on what the relationship is like with the mom. But Mama Meredith is saying this is her first time she's ever asked for money. Do we have the money? I'm the wife. Do we have it? Like, I mean, what is your wife saying to you, Tom? Like, what is her reaction? So you brought this to her attention. And then what did she say?
So when I told her, she was like, that's a lot of money, man. We have to talk about this because we have kids. We got to deal with their school and all that stuff.
You have the money. You're not even going to miss the money. I really don't understand what the problem is and why she even needs to be involved. I know you've got the money. I'm only going to need it for a little bit.
Mom, that's the majority of the problem right there. There's no timeline. There's no plan. I need to know, is it 6 months? Is it a year? How long is it going to take for me to get my money back?
I don't even see why you need to know. It's not going to be that long, and you have plenty of money. I mean, I know it's got to be her. I know this isn't coming from you because I don't see any reason why you would have a problem giving this money. So I am really curious why she has a problem with it, why it's a problem at all, and why it's any of her business.
Why
do
you always have to attack her? Why are we attacking her all of the time?
I'm attacking her because she's getting in the way of my money.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, okay. Hang on, guys. Because this is what we're here for. This is what we're trying to help
mediators
them
today.
Okay, so the phone lines are open, and I would love to hear from you. And the question I have for you is, in this situation, because I feel like one of them is wrong, Nina. Is it the mom for not understanding, like, that your son needs to talk to the wife? Mm-hmm. Is the mom wrong because she's not understanding? Or is the son wrong for not just giving the mom the money?
Okay. 877-591-9696.
Who do you think is wrong, Nina?
I think the mom is wrong. The mom is wrong.
For not understanding?
For not understanding that he has to talk to his wife.
All right. 877-591-9696. Who's wrong? The mom for not understanding or the son for not giving the money? Call us now.
You have plenty of money. I mean, I know it's got to be her. So I am really curious why it's any of her business.
Why do you always have to attack her?
I'm attacking her because she's getting in the way of my money.
Amanda in East Chicago, did you cringe when you heard that too?
I totally cringed. I can't even.
All right, so the question that we're asking you and everybody else is, who's wrong in this situation, do you think? Is it the mom for not understanding that he needs to talk to his wife? Or is it the son for just not giving the money up? Who do you think?
Mom is wrong. When you get married, that's your partner, and that's who you make your choices with. So you marry, and you become an equal. So mom is not in charge anymore. It's a partnership, so it's mom's wrong in this situation.
It doesn't sound like she's even accepting that, though. Mom is holding on so tight.
And that's what you think, too, Nina. You think the mom is wrong for not understanding?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm on the opposite side of it. Thanks for the call, Amanda. I'm on the opposite side. I feel like, maybe because I'm a man,
because,
and I'm thinking if my mom asks me, I'm not going to not give my mom. If my mom needs money, my mom that gave me everything in this world, like, if she needs my money, I'm probably going to consult my wife. I am going to consult my wife, but I'm not going to, I don't know. I think the son is wrong in this situation.
Jessica, you just heard this whole thing. Do you agree with what Gabe just said? Is the son wrong, or do you think the mom is the one that's in the wrong, demanding money from her kid?
I feel like the mother is wrong only because, like, I get it where, you know, it's your mother, they've taken care of you, and, like, you owe them your respect, but also to help. But in his case, like, she made a comment saying that she's messing with her money. Well, it's not her money, it's his money.
Yeah. I mean, right?
I don't know.
That's the point.
She made him. He made the money.
It's not the same.
So if A equals B and B equals C.
She made the money, but she's not out there actually physically making it. It's not her money.
I hear what you're saying. Thanks for the call, Jessica.
I have a hard time believing that any wife or partner would say, no, you can't take care of your mom. No, you can't have the money. But it's the way that mom is coming demanding this cash, thinking that there can't be a conversation in their house. That's big.
877-591-9696. Who's wrong in this situation? Ronnie, is it the mom for not understanding or the son for not just giving her the money?
I think they're both wrong, to be honest with you. I think the son is wrong on the side that you gotta help your parents. I would do the same if it was my mom or my wife's mom. I would even pick up extra hours if I have to make that happen.
Look at that.
So the son, I've done it more times than I can count.
I agree with you.
I appreciate that. I think everybody wants to take care of their parents, but, like, Ronnie, if you're in the situation and your mom is asking you for the money.
Yeah. I mean, thanks for the call, Ronnie. I think that, I don't know, I think the son is wrong because it's like, dude, you got the money, you're creating drama in your house. Right, when you could just give your mom the $5,000, it's your mom.
The mom is the one creating drama. The mom is the one that's creating the drama.
How?
Because she's the one that's just automatically assuming that wifey's putting a block on her. When he needs to talk to his wife, that's their money.
Yeah, I think the mom's like, I need money. And the son is like, I got to go talk to my wife. So when we're talking about like breaking it down to its basic form, who's creating the drama,
uh-huh.
It's not the mom, because the mom is just asking for the money. The son could easily just give the mom the money. The good son whose mom took care of him, who raised him right to have a job that's great, should say, oh, mom, you're struggling. What did she say in the beginning? I'm in financial need or whatever like that.
Yeah, she just needed it.
So my thing is this. What if your wife says no? Are you not going to give your mom the money?
Well, no, then you would just have to, right?
877-591-9696. Who's wrong in this situation? The mom or the son? We'll take your calls next. B96. B96, Chicago's new hit music. There's going to be some tears if this Mama Meredith doesn't get her money.
That's so real.
She's trying to borrow some from her son, but he just wants to go talk to his wife about it. But we're asking the question, who's wrong? Christy in Highland. The mom for not understanding or the son for not just giving the money?
I side with the son.
You side with the son?
Like, I side with the son. His mom's attitude sucks. I
so
mean,
the mom is
regardless
wrong.
Of whether he has the money, the mom is wrong. Mom is completely wrong.
That's what you're
and
saying.
Her attitude sucks.
Yeah, it does, Christy. And that's just it. It's like, she's just demanding all of this stuff and being completely controlling of her son. And Gabe, that's like the whole point, because you keep putting yourself in a situation acting like your mom's, if it was your mom.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to take care of their mom? But this woman is just all up in his face and asking for everything. The wife probably is the same way.
I hear that.
Too much.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Yeah, because she is being unbearable. I mean, there is moments where you're looking at her and you're like, oh my goodness, why do you sound like that?
You have plenty of money. I mean, I know it's got to be her. So I am really curious why it's any of her business.
Why
I
do
don't
you always
get
have
it.
To attack her? I don't.
I'm attacking her because she's getting in the way of my money.
Tom sounds like he's going to get smacked on either side, to be honest.
Glenn in Countryside, what do you think about the son?
I think he's a wimp. I think he's an absolute wimp. I think he should just say if he wants to give his mom the money, he should just give it. Why is he letting the mom believe that it's the wife?
That's such a good point, actually, Glenn. That's a really good point.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I have to consult my wife first.
He does sound like a wimp. Maybe he just doesn't want to give his mom the money and he's blaming it on his wife.
Glenn,
that's exactly it, dear.
What do you think?
Exactly what I said.
Glenn, what do you think about the mom?
I think she's a little bit rough, but he's allowed that for years, or she wouldn't be that way now.
Yeah, Nina was saying that.
She made him that way, and I bet you that's exactly how he is in his marriage, too.
Thanks for the call, Glenn. I guess in this situation, I mean, obviously, I'm looking at, like, the basic human level of it. My mother, like, let's take out personality and such. My mother is in need of money.
Yeah.
She's in financial ruin. She needs some money, and I have money in my bank, and she's asking me for it. I guess I just think to myself immediately, like, yeah. Lisa and Morris, who do you think is wrong in this situation?
The mother is definitely wrong.
Why is that?
Well, first of all, she's too demanding. And when you become a husband and wife, you become one. And what's his is his wife's, and what's his wife's is his. The mother, it is the wife's business.
Yeah,
so,
from her household.
Right, Lisa asked
what happens if his wife wants to borrow everybody's money and takes it out of the house? When you're married, it's a joint situation.
Yeah.
You just got these big purchases. And what does a mom need $5,000 for?
We're
in a pandemic. True.
That's a good point.
Well, that's because we're in a pandemic. She doesn't have any income.
Lisa, let me ask you this, and this is what I was asking about earlier, because you mentioned the conversation between him and his wife. What if the wife says no? Like, what if the wife is like, no, we're not going to borrow her the $5,000?
Then he needs to respect his wife, because that's who he lays down with every day.
Ooh. See, I don't know about all that. I can't imagine. Ooh. I can't, Lisa. I just couldn't imagine somebody saying, no, you can't help your mom. But that consultation, that conversation has to happen. And that's where mom is being completely unreasonable.
Okay. Thanks for the call. All right. Last one. Let's go to Robin in Valpo. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
All right. So who do you think's wrong in this situation?
I think the mom is. And going by what you said, Gabe, as far as, you know, that's your mother, that's who raised you. Well, then she raised him with instincts. And his first instinct did not say, yes, absolutely, right away. Then there's something we don't know.
That's well said. That's a great point right there. He should know instinctually what he should do. And maybe in his mind, he's like, my instinct is to talk to my wife, or else I'm going to be in the doghouse.
I think that's exactly what his instinct is. He needs to make sure he's still sleeping in the bed and not the couch. Man.
All right. Well, we are going to have them on tomorrow again, find out what happened, how the whole thing went down. Thanks for the call, Robin, by the way. And everybody else that called, Lila, Melissa, Gabby, Kim, Chris, Beth, everybody else that's on hold.
Yeah.
It's Gabe and Nina, B96. Talk to your parents today.
He's Detective Gabe. She's Detective Nina.
together they are the Lie Detectors on B96.
B96, it is time for Lie Detectors. We are Gabe and Nina, and on the phone trying to figure out if someone's lying to her is Talia. Good morning, Talia.
Hi.
Hey there, guys. How are you?
Well, we're better than you, I think. Who is lying to you?
So my brother, I think, is lying to me.
Oh, no.
Did he take the cookies from the cookie jar?
what
happened?
I used to go out with his best friend, and after we broke up, it was a messy breakup. He cheated on me. Yikes. I think my brother's still talking to him and hanging out with him, but he keeps denying it.
Oh, that's not cool. Especially if he cheated on you.
Yeah.
That seems kind of scummy. Talk to me about the conversation you had with your brother after, what's your ex-boyfriend's name?
Eric.
After Eric cheated on you, then what was that conversation like with your brother?
So I explained to him the situation, what happened. Eric and I were fighting for a few weeks because I saw that he was texting other women. So, you know, I approached my brother as like, this is like the kind of guy that Eric is. I don't want you like around him anymore.
Well, yeah, I think especially probably after seeing you so upset, your brother would have some type of like feelings about that.
So why do you think he's still hanging out with him?
So he's been texting him a lot. And when I question him about it, he's like, oh, no, it's not him. It's not him. It's my other friend. They have the same name. Like, come on, think of a better lie.
So why? Let me ask you this. Why would you be so upset? I mean, you said they were friends beforehand.
It's just like a loyalty thing. I mean, like, you're my brother. You should take my side. You're supposed to be my best friend, not his.
I don't know, Nina.
Most brothers would want to beat up the guy that cheated on their sister.
Okay,
honestly. That's what my brother would do.
Do you think, Nina, that Talia still has feelings for this guy and that's why she's so bent out of shape?
I think she's hurt. I think Talia's hurt. And so, yeah, maybe there's still some part of love that's dying inside of her still with the heartbreak.
Yeah, let me tell you something right now. If it was my friend that my sister was dating and she hit me up and was like, yo, he cheated on me, don't talk to him ever again, I wouldn't have much of a choice. I got to be honest.
Because your sister's going to beat you up.
My sister would beat me up. Well, listen, I feel bad for you. I mean, we never like to hear people get dumped, especially
and cheated on.
But that got to be kind of upsetting that your brother is still maintaining his relationship with the guy. But
potentially, Gay, we don't know that for sure.
True. Facts. You're right. But listen, Talia, we have an idea, and hopefully we can get to the bottom of this. And hopefully he's not. Hopefully he does just have another friend named Eric. That's just no big deal.
Right. And then if for any reason,
maybe you could date him.
Oh, that's a great idea. What do you mean? Didn't we just learn don't date your brother's friends?
Or a guy named Eric, whatever. All right. So when we come back, 3 minutes from right now, Gabe and Nina, the best lie detectors in the business, are going to find out if, in fact, her brother is still talking to her ex.
Because whether a girl or a guy, we will detect the lie. Next on B96.
Lie detectors back on B96. We have Talia on the line, whose brother is potentially, or she thinks, is still hanging out with her ex-boyfriend. And the reason that's the issue, because he's an ex because he cheated on her.
Most brothers would want to beat the guy up, but hers may be still hanging out with him, maybe.
Her brother says that it's just another guy who has the same name.
So Gabe's going to find out who Eric really is.
Yes, I am. All right, sit back, relax, Talia. We'll see what we can do, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Hello?
Yes, I'm looking for Clifford.
Yeah, this is him. Who's calling?
Clifford, I appreciate you picking up. My name is Jason. And I'm actually calling because a friend of yours, Eric, put you down as a reference for a job he's applied for.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I just got a couple quick questions. It says here he has you down as a former coworker. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay. So then you'd be able to answer these questions easily. First and foremost, we here at Diagnostics take personality very seriously. We want people to be perfect fits at this organization. So what would you say to Eric's personality? How would you rate him on a scale from 1 to 10 in likability?
Oh, I'd rate him a good 10. He's, you know, he's a really cool guy.
Have you ever had any issues maybe with him and anybody else in your guys' close circle?
No. There hasn't been any really problems. He's been like a pretty stand-up guy.
Okay. Well, that's important for us. Something else that's also important, Clifford, is punctuality. We want to make sure that our team members are on time, reliable. On a scale from 1 to 10, what would you give Mr. in regards to timeliness and reliability?
I'd give him another 10. Yeah, he's pretty reliable.
Any examples that you could give me?
Oh, you know, he's always there for me, like, to talk, you know, about all my problems and stuff like that. So, like, the other day, like, I was in a pinch. I needed someone to come pick me up, and, you know, he was the first one in the call, and, you know, he came, and he picked me up, and...
That's wonderful. I also heard that he's a great at multitasking. You know, he could date a bunch of women at once.
Hello? What are you guys talking about? I thought that was a different Eric.
Wrong. Clifford, my man.
Hey, Cliff.
God, I want to put you down as a reference. You got some nice things to say.
Man, you made Eric sound like a dream.
We're actually not from any kind of company, but we, except for a radio company, we're Gabe and Nina from B96 here in Chicago. Dude, you're still talking to Eric? What's up with that?
I mean, I told her not to date him. We were friends before.
Oh, come on, Cliff, that's BS. Like, it doesn't matter if you were friends before.
Dude, I literally told you not to date him. I told you what kind of guy he was, you know, and now you don't want me to hang out with him. We were friends before, you know? Like, I'm not going to just throw away our friendship.
I'm literally your sister. Like, I was your sister before you met this kid. Come on, you're a jerk.
I don't know what to say. Nah. You know, he did tell me, like, he was really sorry. He felt bad about what he did and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, like, you know...
Really, Cliff? Like...
Let me ask you a real question, Clifford. I mean, he cheated on your sister. Yes, you warned her, but you don't feel bad at all maintaining that relationship with Eric?
I mean, of course I feel bad, but like I said, I'm not going to throw away like a best friend just because of what happened.
Seems like you're throwing away a sister.
Or you're just dismissing what her feelings are.
Guys, come on. I told her not to date him, and like she just didn't listen to me, so...
Honestly, Cliff, if you don't stop talking to him, I'm going to post those pictures that I have of you online.
Okay, you guys hang on one second. Okay.
Sibling rivalry at its best.
It sucks. They're younger. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it just, you don't.
People have to learn their own lessons at the end of the day, which is what happened, too.
Is your ex still friends with anybody in your inner circle?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. One of my friends. Yeah.
How's that weird?
Yeah, I had to stop talking to her for a while. It was really weird at first. And so now I just really, now it doesn't matter because I don't care about him, but right. You know, they still go get coffee from time to time. And then it's that whole, how's Nina doing?
Yeah, because
you
don't care at all, I could tell.
I don't. Oh my God.
You're getting so overly defensive and unnecessary. Let me ask a telephone tone a question.
Because I don't like to talk about it.
Are any of your frexes, your exes still friends with people in your inner circle?
Yes. And for that reason, we stopped being friends too.
Really?
Yeah.
See, sometimes you just have to take a pause so you can cleanse yourself.
You guys got
to
get new friends.
Are any of your friends friends with your exes?
No.
Were they ever good friends with your exes?
Not good friends. Friends because we hung out, but not like...
Oh, yeah, Steve.
You kidding me? If one of my friends was like, yo, blah, 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 hit me up the other day. I don't like to blame Nina for a lot of things.
I don't know why you're blaming me. This isn't my fault.
I don't like to blame her for a lot of things, but I think this one is dead on. So this morning...
No way.
Telephone tone in Nina. I'm sitting there, and I'm riding my scooter to work, and I stick my hands out to feel the raindrops. I don't feel anything. And I'm like, oh, great. So it's 4 in the morning. I jump on my scooter. Meet. And then I'm riding to work, and all of a sudden, it starts to rain. And I'm thinking to myself, damn it. Why is this raining? And I'm trying to go fast, trying to be, you know, mindful and go. Then I get to work and I find out why it was raining this morning because of what Nina did at dinner yesterday.
I am not going to blame this on me.
Watch this telephone.
However, I held Thor's hammer last night.
Guys.
What?
The God of Thunder, Nina touched it, and then now it's raining down rain on everybody.
I realize that that sounds ridiculous, but I did.
First of all, were you at Chuck E. Cheese? How did you hold Thor's hammer?
I was holding one of Thor's hammers.
And wait, this is not TMI Tuesday.
This is real. This is not that. Okay. This is an actual Thor's hammer from the movie Thor. Okay. So I was recording a new podcast last night. Guilty Pleasures and Growing Pains.
Check
you can subscribe and download at theradio.com app. And this particular episode is actually about OnlyFans. It drops tomorrow and it's very juicy. And anyway, so we're at this loft downtown and we're recording it. And I start looking around the room and there's all these very bizarre objects. Like there's this hammer just sitting on a beautiful desk, which looks completely out of place. Then to the right, there's like this Egyptian goddess outfit. And it turns out a lot of these items are from movies. They're movie props. So I go, I pick up Thor's hammer, and it's like...
Did you ask anybody?
Yeah, I did. I asked the guy.
Well, you just said in the story, you're like, so I walk over to the table and grab the hammer.
Well, I asked after I grabbed
That's
the hammer.
That's why it rained on us, Tom.
I grabbed the hammer.
That's why it rained. She didn't ask anybody.
I grabbed the hammer, and I was like, what's this? And I'm like squeezing it because it's a sponge. Mm. In the movie Thor, those are not real hammers, guys. And then I was told... that it was a $50,000 hammer that was bought at an auction, and it's from the movie Thor. So there you have it. I held Thor's hammer last night.
Instead of making it rain on us, but the $50,000, Nina grabbed it, Nina. Cursed it. I know, Nina.
It's and not my now,
fault. How did you feel? Did you feel powerful? Did you feel like the God of Thunder?
I felt like they were getting one over on us. It was a sponge. Guys, it was a sponge. I could have hit my own head, and it didn't hurt. I did. I
the
hit
guy
my own head. It didn't hurt.
Who paid $50,000, was he there?
No, his friend was, though. And so his friend was like, yeah, it was an auction. And so he got $50,000, got it for $50,000.
Let me tell both of you guys. You guys are both my friends. If I bought anything for $50,000, you guys would not have it without me being next to you guys.
I was surprised you let me hold it. You let me play with it. It was all fun and games. But $50,000 sponge?
But no.
That's what that was.
You touched it, and it wasn't yours. And now that's why when I was riding my scooter... the God of Thunder was like, boom, lightning, thunder, rain over the game. Speed 96, guys.
Guys, I'm going to try to help you get the girl right now. So pay attention. It's time for Nina at 9:30 on B96. Gems for the Journey. We're really trying to take you there and do this together. And today I'm talking about compliments. And this is what I mean, fellas. Maybe there's some of you like hit up every day and you're like, you're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. And that's all you say. But that's just kind of an easy one,
right? Are you reading
my
text messages to Nicole?
But I know you say more than just you're so beautiful or you're so smart. Like, after a while, it becomes wallpaper. And I bring this up because I was talking about it with my friend Cynthia the other night. And she is beautiful. One of those girls that just is, you know, she'll illuminate a room. But she went out on a date with the guy the other night. And she was almost crying when she said she loved that he noticed that her face lights up when she talks about her family. And he complimented her on that. So it's just all about paying attention to the little things, the details, so you stand out. Because while it's wonderful to hear that you're beautiful, it's even more wonderful to hear that you're paying attention to something that doesn't necessarily have to do with the outside appearance. Or maybe it's a dimple or something that's special and it's just yours.
I have a baby with this woman. I profess my love to her daily. And literally this morning, I texted her at 6:50. I said, sometimes I stare at your pics and instantly become smitten. I'm very lucky. You're very attractive.
That's so cute.
That's literally what I texted today at 6:50. But it's true. I'm literally staring over like, God damn.
That's so cute, though.
Whatever.
Because that's your person. But if you're some stranger and you wrote somebody that, that might not come off the same way.
And then on Instagram, I sent her this picture of a woman getting a cellulite butt massage.
Uh-huh.
Look, Nina, you see it?
Oh, I want one of those.
And I go, I want to do this to you, but with my elbow.
That's what I'm talking about. It's like a compliment and something specific to your person. Anyway, you can offer to give cellulite massages to somebody's butt or just be a little bit more thoughtful. Nina at 9:30 weekdays on B96. How was that? Did you like it?
I loved it.
Were you mad, sad, or laughing?
I'm listening back to it. I'm thinking to myself, what? Why did I say that one thing? Well, either way, guys, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Continue to listen to them because we're going to keep putting them up there. All right? It's Gabe and Nina, B96.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.